This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 High FM.
Khalifa, welcome back to High FM, and thanks once again for joining me.
Hi, Cherise, and Shabbat Shalom, and Shalom to every listener of High FM. It's such a delight to be here again.
Khalifa, I think the last time we spoke was the end of last year, and was after, and we discussed the horrific attack from Lebanon that affected a community in the Druze community. Subsequent to that, I have actually been to that village and paid respects there. So much, though, is happening to the Druze community, and I imagine that you are so torn by what you see across the border happening to the Druze community in Syria.
Yeah, it's been like since now now I remember the last time we spoke, and so much changed ever since, but the hatred and the movement is still the same. And the Druze are still being Jews in the Middle East with no IDF, with no benefits, like I say. And for me, as someone who follows what's happening, I've seen it happening all the time. And in the end, there was a massacre and a huge charge over the Druze community in Sweda. Not only in Sweda, but basically for your audience, who I'm sure not so informative about the small details, but the Druze community, which is a minority among the large Islamic state of Syria, which is the majority of Syria, is 87% of it are Arab Sunnis, and the Druze are minorities. And actually what started the whole thing was is a religious pilgrimage. On April 25th, we had a huge celebration, because after the falling of Bashar al-Assad regime, we said basically that what held us before of not meeting our fellow and families and friends and people who we love and cherish is now gone, and the spiritual leadership worked very hard, and actually at the end they made this huge celebration. Almost 700 religious figures from all over the depth of Syria came to Israel. And they've seen, you know, the strong bond between the Jewish people and the Druze people. We had choppers with the Druze flag. We had convoys with police escorting the sheikhs, and so much respect. And me myself went there and met the people, and you couldn't tell who's Syrian and who's Druze, and it was such a celebration day for the Druze community. You had a father who didn't see his daughter for 22 years because she actually escaped from Syria to marry a kin in the Golan Heights, because it's basically families. We all, the Druze, share a common kinship and blood relations. So you had a father who didn't meet his daughter for 22 years. And as I told you earlier, we believe in reincarnation. So we actually witnessed an old guy coming and kissing this teenage girl, basically, hand. And because she reincarnated, she used to be his mother in the previous life. And now he met his mother in his new life, which is crazy to begin with. So many beautiful stories. And it was such a celebration of union and gathering and peace. It was amazing. But in the eyes of the surroundings, in this political atmosphere, they saw it as an insult. that Syrian will go and be with Israel, because as we all know, it's not okay to be friends with Jews, God forbid, yes? So they did the sin of acknowledging the existing of Israel. This is the whole story, right? So just to put perspective to things. And what happened is like Middle Ages scenario of witchcraft, of witch hunting, basically. So the Druze group of people from Syria, they came here on Friday, went back on Saturday morning, in the afternoon, sorry. And once they entered Syria again, there started a whole movement in whole Syria, basically warming the whole Arab Sunni community against the Druze. On Sunday, we had a fake video that they put a sound with a steel's picture, like it's not even moving, of a respected sheikh, Druze sheikh, and they put like an elderly man, he's over his 70. Anyone who speaks with him knows how he sounds, and he sounds like an elder man. But they put an audio of young man, and they claim that this man is this the speaker, and they the audio was cursing Muhammad, the Prophet Muhammad, and saying nasty things about him. To make a long story short, like once this fake video released, it became by the minute less and less safe to the Druze people in all over Syria. So it started with demonstrations in the universities where people that they are in universities, no terrorists, okay? These are students, like this should be the backbone, the intellectual backbone of this state. And it started over there. And you see people with knives saying that we are going to slaughter the whole Druze. Like, first of all, if someone insulted anybody, then come, and if he did wrong, then punish him, whatever you say, according to your laws. How come you come based on this fake video telling that we need to exterminate the Druze? How fast you go from this to that? It was mind-blowing. Nobody saw how fast it went. And to make a long story short, to just give the sense, like believe, like the feeling was, I guess, is something like before Germany 1933, where it became wrong to be a Jew in the German state. This is the feeling that the Druze went through. And it ended up on a Tuesday, 3 days later, that mosques all around Syria, and I've published the videos on my channel, declared a general jihad against the Druze. And then you have the Ministry of Interior Affairs, who is controlled by basically a war criminal, a terrorist. He's now a minister, and the defense minister as well. Those two ministries are like ISIS in the bones. And I published the pictures of the ISIS forces. Like they have the uniform of the state, but they have the ISIS flag and banners on their arms, on their chests, on everywhere. With the ISIS songs and everybody, they didn't even need to or try to conceal it. So a general jihad was declared. And then those forces, basically on Wednesday morning, a huge amount of, you know, drones, tanks, heavy machine guns, artillery, all kind of heavy weapons, headed to two main neighborhoods. They called like cities, but they are basically a suburbs of Damascus. So to give a perspective, you have something around 150 or 200,000 Druze people, just for the sake of making it simple to people to imagine, 200,000 Jews with no army in the middle of 5 million Arab Sunni in a state where everybody declared now jihad. And I start saying before that the Ministry of Interior Affairs said that we thank all the brothers and sisters who went to defend the name of Muhammad. So basically, they backed this narrative or this energy towards let's go and we are bloodthirsty now and we need to spill some blood. That's the whole point of it. And people turned against their fellow French students. People turned against fellow people who shared a bed in the hospital.
Yeah,
it became wrong to be Druze, no matter what is your political opinion, no matter who you believe or what you say, it doesn't matter. Like, don't let the facts confuse anybody.
It's terrible. Khalifa, my heart absolutely breaks for the community. But things have changed so quickly since then, since Trump has been in the region. What are your thoughts about what is currently happening?
So basically, just to sum it up, what happened? So what happened is the brave people of those two neighborhoods fought until they ran out of ammunition, and then we have complete total cover up with the media. We've seen the mayor coming and welcoming or surrendering to the general security forces. This is the state representatives, okay? And a day later, he was shot in the head with his own sole son, okay? So we in the Druze community here we went with October 7, like me, even you met me. I'm a very peaceful person. And I said, open the borders. I need to go and fight with my friends, with my family, because it was a terrible scene to see, and it was so like we've seen respected people being treated like animals, and the resemblance of October 7 was
terrible.
So devastating for a lot of us. And now, basically, Trump is coming to the Middle East, and he has his own interests. And he's closing deals, and all the Syrians or all the Druze, we want that the Syrian state will be stable, it will be a law-abiding state, and everybody will have equal rights in front of the law and everything. But this is not the state that they have in mind. Not the constitution. They wrote the constitution. Their approach is very clear. For those who know, have eyes and can read, have ears, can hear, or have anything, everything. And this is why the Druze are being hated so much, because they said, people, we've been fighting for 15 years for a sectarian war. Let's end it. Let's just put a national state, not an Islamic state. And but Trump is keen to have the Nobel Prize for Peace, and he wants things to speed them up so much. And he failed the first rule. Like you can't treat terror, because by doing that, their appetite just gets larger. You need to first let's think of it like this way. Julani met Trump in the summit that was in Saudi Arabia, okay? This Julani guy, a few months ago, he was sending terrorists to bomb themselves. So he's a freedom fighter. He talks all the talk. I will give him that, okay? And you know what? Let me assume that he is even sincere in his thoughts, but still he has this opposition of ISIS that controlled the country, and now it's the state now. And if you remember, ISIS is the Islamic State. And this guy was Islamic State, went to Nusra, he's with all his friends, and a lot of the ministries they have no representative that it's not Muslim. The constitution is custom made on his size. And now, basically, he's sitting with the president of Donald Trump, who gives him treats before he did anything that shows otherwise. He did nothing. They slaughtered the Alawites on March. They are slaughtering the Christians. They are slaughtering the Druze. How many people on slaughter we should know until we come and say, no, you want the same country? We do want us to invest. Let's first clean the country. Let's now make a reasonable country, and then let's start building. But you can't give a terrorist people a lot of money. What they are going to do with it? We're actually building 20 times larger Gaza in our northern border in Israel, and Israel is doing nothing about it.
Khalifa, and on that note, which is quite a really not, I think I would like to have you back again more often, because there's so much to talk about, and I think that was a great kind of introduction to the Druze community and what is happening in Syria. Our hearts really do go out to you and your brothers and sisters in Syria, and please God, this solution can be found somehow, even in spite of the madness. So thank you very much for joining me, and we will be chatting to you again soon.